Lord, teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it flows the very issues of life. Teach us to speak the truth in love to one another. Amen. Mother Claire began, "Recently in the community there was a mishap with communication, and the Lord has asked me to clarify how this happened and how to prevent it in the future. Not enough sleep was part of it. Impatience was another part. The need for clarity, another. Two members had a misunderstanding due to lack of communication on one part and lack of listening skills on the other." Jesus began, "There is great wisdom in perfecting the communication cycle. Many do not understand the importance of that and presume the other got it. This is an open door for the kind of wounds that was contracted today. When everyone is present, you should do a message on that. Children, no one is fully equipped to read your mind. That is why I gave you the gift of speech. But in order to use the gift effectively, there has to be a recipient who gives a response. You would be very surprised at all the people who don't pay attention to the detail of receiving an answer. The devils exploit that fault to widen the gap between people who need to work together. They have even attempted it between my mother and I. The point is, keep all the doors shut tightly against the possibility of any misunderstanding, and be extremely lenient when misunderstandings arise. You can be sure that Satan is working on the other soul to be impatient or irritated with you. When you gently work things out in love, then the enemy loses. The bond of peace and brotherly love is what life thrives on. Consider well what you find fault with and ask yourself if it is really necessary to talk about, or is it better left alone? Especially be sensitive to the other soul's disposition. Have they had a bad day? Then it is wisdom to wait until another time to share your concern. My beloved brides, there is very little in this world that is as precious as the bond of brotherly love and what it can accomplish. Peace preserves your strength. Remember, Mother Claire talked about her peace along with her ability to function were both disturbed over a minor misunderstanding. Her day was cut short because her emotions got involved. Who do you think engineered this distraction? That's correct. The enemy of your soul. And if one thing doesn't work to make you irritated, they try something else, or pile it on thick with several communication glitches, until they find the combination that takes you down. If they never succeed, the enemy beats them and sends in another. If that one fails as well, they will have a problem, and that's a good thing. They will also use body cycles by saving up confrontations and making them go off at the time of the month when you are weakest and most vulnerable, or even have an appointment that you are not looking forward to, such as having a tooth pulled. If you know they are opportunists, you can better keep a watch over yourself and not react, but recognize. When you recognize where things are coming from, then you can pray against them and keep your peace in advance. One rule of thumb is to always assign goodness to the other person and defend their honor. Think the very best of them. Look for those thoughts, because Holy Spirit will send them to you to head off a confrontation that is unnecessary to stop your prayers and holy work. I would like to add that if you are ashamed to apologize, you desperately need to do it anyway. Be the first person to admit your fault and apologize, even if it is the other one's fault. And please, we must not lay blame or make excuses. When you take away all the supposed justifications for why you did what, it still boils down to pride and the need to be right without fault. This is the hardest thing of all. We must humble ourselves and be willing to take the first steps to restore brotherly love. Once you sit down with the other person and talk it out, peace and brotherly love are restored, and Satan loses. Then you become acutely aware of the enemy's tactics, and you can spot them in the future, even helping those who have fallen prey to their own pride and self-righteousness. The Lord Jesus continued, "Pick up your cross, my bride, and follow me to the abuse and slander of the cross. There you will enter my passion, and together we will experience this degradation that is proper to the earth, but exalted in heaven. Do not fear. I will stand accused beside you."